And we are in the midst of a multi-show series called Beginning to See an Education Premised on Freedom. I thought it would be two-part. It's going to be at least three. This is part two. As we begin to better grasp the social conditions that support freedom, freedom from all coercion, and therefore the flowering of our inherent love, we find ourselves faced with the challenge of healing. Healing from the abuse inflicted on us by the system. Both Prince and Alice address this part of the answer to the strategic problem of ending class, the problem of what methods we should use to move beyond rule, power, keeping in mind that the power guys apply continuous pressure to keep us from it, our reunion. So last week we asked, how do we integrate what we've learned about redesigning education from Kropotkin, pointing out that the several terms we use almost interchangeably, healing, self-development, and education, are really describing the same thing in a class system, because it's totalitarian, which means that the principles of sadism, reflecting the psychological need to subject others to authority, are insinuated within what it calls education. How do we integrate in our education redesign, and this is again education for sustaining freedom, what we've learned from Kropotkin with what we've learned about healing from the wounds of class from Alice and Prince, assuming there is a necessary association between these two things? In this context, we also planned a discussion of the Prince song and monologue, One Song, a work very much concerned with this question of healing, which you can listen to from the Vandalized blog page, and they change it at their discretion, so how it will look one minute to the next, crapshoot. The Vandalized blog page of the Nascence website. I've also typed up the text of both the song and the monologue and made a one-page PDF compilation. And once again, my ability to upload from the browser I use, which is Chrome, Google Chrome, I've learned that I cannot trust at all Safari. It is even more of a direct upload to their waiting drone. I mean, I have learned that it isn't that Plato's Tribe Central is in fact my web host. That's just the way it is. If I'm still around to do the show, I guess they allow it to get to iPower at some point. iPower is my official web host. But in reality, just as they are in my machine with their second system, they are the man in the middle between getting the files from them to them, essentially.
One after the other, the banished ones fled. As they watch from a distance the destruction of the digital garden. With no more fruit to bear from its trees, the haze was finally broken. With the rains came the awareness that never again would anyone ever lay claim to the treasures. The Rainbow Children.
I have no idea what the future holds, but I mean, I can't tell you how sweet it would be to be free of these people, personally, and of course, obviously, for all of us. But the personal end, I feel so viscerally, and I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. It's this swelling at the base of my skull is sort of becoming the norm, which we don't want their assumption of having this weapon as their backup ad infinitum to become the norm. Trust. We want our freedom. So, as I was saying, before I got diverted into explaining that Plato's Tribe Central is in fact my web host, you can now download the PDF, if I did in fact upload it just now, of the monologue and song to one song. So please check it out and read it and think about it, because what I'm discovering is that his language is so concise, but also necessarily, because there is a single truth, intersects so tightly with Alice. One translates easily into the other. And so we'll be discussing it next week. So I hope you get a chance to read it and listen to Prince speaking it. Both you can do now from the blog page near the current date.
As cool.